Culture 6. Nelson Mandela was born in South Africa on the 18th of July 1918. He studied law at university in South Africa. At that time, the government of South Africa had a set of policies called apartheid, which forced black South Africans to live and work separately from whites. Even though the majority of South Africans were black, the white minority owned most of the land and property. It was a very unjust situation, and an organisation called the African National Congress, ANC, fought to change it. In 1944, Mandela joined the ANC and took part in protests against the government. The government responded by arresting him and putting him on trial for treason. But in 1961, he was acquitted and did not go to prison. In 1962, Mandela was arrested again. The ANC was now an illegal organisation. Mandela was sentenced to 5 years imprisonment with hard labour. In 1963, he faced another trial, alongside several other members of the ANC. They were accused of trying to bring down the government by violence. Mandela made a speech during the trial, which was reported in the media around the world. But it made no difference. 8 of the accused, including Mandela, were sentenced to life imprisonment. Nelson Mandela spent the next 27 years of his life in prison. During his years in prison, Nelson Mandela's reputation grew. Even though he could no longer take part in protests, he was a powerful symbol of resistance. The government repeatedly offered to free him from prison if he changed his political views, but he always refused. Nelson Mandela was released on the 11th of February 1990. By this time, South Africa was changing, and apartheid was starting to disappear. In 1993, Mandela was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, and the following year, he was elected President of South Africa. He served as President until 1999. Nelson Mandela died in 2013, at the age of 95.